your relationship with God. Today we are continuing. But I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I'm grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. 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 I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. I thank you for the things you've been doing in my life. If it hadn't been for you, oh God, where would I be by now? Somebody lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, you are worthy to be praised, oh God. Thank the Lord as you thank the Lord. You are telling God, you are all that I have. In all the circumstances, you are all that I have. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lift up your voice. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Say, Lord, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Lift up your voice and honor the name of the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice and begin to honor the Lord. Lift up your voice and honor the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice and say, if Sunday has come to meet me, who am I that you love me so much? I tell you, yesterday was somebody's funeral. Yesterday, they just buried somebody. Somebody below your age has been buried yesterday. Yesterday, when you were on this life praying, somebody too, they were preparing to bury that person. If this morning has come to meet you, it is not by your power. It is not by the things you do. It is just by the grace of God. This morning, I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, oh God. I honor you, oh God, for you are God and there is none like you. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Yesu mo, Yesu mo. Mi dawasi. Wadiawaya, mami. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy to praise. Me dawasi. Wadiawaya, mami. Mi nyamye. Wayemyo, wayemyo. Mo, 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 mo. Yesu mo ni dawasi wadiawaya. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, mo 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 Yesu mo Yesu mo Yesu mo ni dawasi wadiawaya. I am telling you, somebody was just buried yesterday. Somebody was just buried yesterday. If you have the opportunity to even be on this life, it's just by the grace of God. I am telling you, somebody do not have this opportunity to be here. It's just by the grace of God. Me now see, wadia waya mami, me now see, me nyamye, me nyamye, waye pyo, waye pyo. Oh, mo, 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 yeah, Yesu mo, amina wasi, wadiawa, yeah. I want you to lift up your voice and say, Lord, you are worthy to be praised this morning. 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 I am here to tell you that, listen, today some people will be going to church for somebody's Thanksgiving, funeral Thanksgiving. Just look at your life. There are a lot of people you started with. Before we push the prayer, I just want you to understand certain things. Until you acknowledge God, don't ask anything from Him. Until you acknowledge Him, don't ask anything from Him. Yes, me now I see. Lift up your voice and say, I am worthy. If you can go on your knees as where you are, see, no matter what you are going through, if you are still alive, it tells you that there's hope for tomorrow. It tells you that God has kept you. It, no matter what the challenge may be, I tell you, you have an upper hand to correct things. I tell you, you have an upper hand to correct things. You have an upper hand to correct things. You have an upper hand to tell another story, to share your testimony. Yes, me now I see, me now I see, me now I see. Where you are, I am. Mommy, yes, more, yes, more. Me now I see. Where you are, I am telling you this morning. If God has given you the grace to live, me now I see. It has been the grace of God. Beloved, it is the grace of God. It's not because you are beautiful. It's not because you are doing something too well. It is not because you are doing something too well. It is because God wants to keep you on His earth for something. Yes, I tell you, if you are alive, it means that God wants to keep you alive for something. It means that God has kept you alive for you to do something for Him. It means that you have not fulfilled your destiny yet. It means that the devil has been able to fight you but has not been able to get you. Listen. Listen carefully. It means that the devil has been able to fight you. The devil has been able to change you around but has not been able to capture you. Has not been able to devour you. Has not been able to destroy you. Has not been able to cut short your life. Some people, the devil has managed to cut short their life. But as for you, no matter the problems, no matter the challenges you are going through, you are still alive and you are still moving. You have a better chance. Reverend Paul, you are welcome, sir. God bless you. Great man of God. He's your brother. It's a brother, a friend. I cherish so much. The resident pastor of Family House Chapel. A great man of God. The resident pastor there. You are welcome, sir. God bless you so much. God bless you so much, man of God. God bless you so much. I am telling you, if you are here, it is nothing. It is just by grace. It is just by grace. I said, God has kept you alive. See, God has kept you alive. The devil has managed to throw you up and down, trying to frustrate you. Some people, out of frustration, they kill themselves by themselves. Listen carefully. Some people, out of frustration, out of depression, out of the things of this world, they cannot stand it. It's not because you are too beautiful. It's not because you are too handsome. It's not because you are doing something better. But it's because God has kept you. They have tried all their ways. They have tried what they can. But God has kept you like he kept Job. All your defenses, some of us, sickness has engulfed us. Some of us, marriage issues. Some of us, business issues. The devil has managed to touch our business. That is what the devil said to God about Job. He said, let me touch his business. Let me touch his children. Let me touch. This is the time you have to show to God that you love him. I say your relationship with God. Your relationship with God. That is the time I have to show to God that God, I love you and I have a relationship with you. I have a relationship with you. He said, let me touch a marriage. Let me touch a marriage and let me see whether she loves you. Let me touch a business. Let me touch his health. Let me touch something around him. Let me take that happiness away. Let me take the joy out of that marriage. Let me take the joy out of that business. Let me take the joy out of that thing he has been doing. That thing that has been giving you joy, the devil has touched it. But God said, you can touch everything around him, but his life, his life, make sure you don't touch his life. His life, make sure you don't touch his life. That is how God has kept you. Your life is being spared. There are some people, their defenses have been able to be broken down, but your defenses are still intact. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5, he said, I'll be a wall of fire around you, and I'll be the glory inside you. I am the God you serve. Is the fire around you? Psalm 125 verse 1. He said, they that trust in the Lord. They that trust in the Lord cannot be moved. They that trust in the Lord, I like the Mount of Zion. They cannot be moved. They cannot be moved. Verse number 2, Psalm 125 verse 2, it says, as the mountains surrounded Jerusalem, so shall the Lord surround his people. That is how the Lord has surrounded your life. You think it's by your power? No. You think it's by the things you are doing? No. Some people are doing better things than you are doing. But the devil, their defenses have been broken down. And the devil has touched their lives. Yesterday, I was sharing a testimony of a woman we fellowship with who said she was going on the Kumasi road. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Zayo, God bless you. Zoe, God bless you so much. Zoe, God bless you. She was telling us about how she was traveling on the Kumasi road. She had been going every day. Like 3 weeks ago, she had an accident. When she was telling me, she said, I thought it was three people because I heard three people. Not knowing. So I was also telling somebody that, this lady, God has saved her. But she had an accident and three people died. I said, man of God, I didn't say three people. I said 23 people died. God has saved you. Just imagine the bus. How many people are in the bus? And 23 people died. Her life was spared. God has spared your life. God has spared your life. God has spared your life. Give glory to him. Now I want you to pray right now. You are praying, connecting your surrounding into the hands of the Most High. Your surrounding, I tell you. Bible said Jacob wrestled with an angel, but what did you wrestle in your dream with? What came into your room when you were sleeping? What entered into your room when you were sleeping? What entered into your room? What entered into your room? What encountered you when you went to bed? Where did they take your spirit? What has they vomited into your life right now? You are commanding that thing out and charging your surrounding. Charge your surrounding. Charge your surrounding right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, Paro Shabrandi Akatabadaba, Lepreketekadebedebo Shabranke Badabada, Rapado Shebreka Badabrando Shekatada, Rapayada Badagada. I want you to pray right now. Charge your surrounding right now. Lepraco Paro Badu Shibrikaba, Marande Katabadabadabadaba, Erebedebedo Shabakatabada, Rakapakabadabadabada. Let the atmosphere of God take charge now. May the atmosphere of the Almighty take charge right now. You are saying to God, oh God, anything that visited me when I was on my bed, anything that came to encounter with my spirit, in the power that have entered into my room when I was not aware of her. Lipakupara, wherever your spirit was taken, you are bringing that spirit back. But don't shake it, whatever they vomited onto you, Katoshaba, you are taking that thing out. Let the fire of God, 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 let the fire of God take over your room, 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 take over your compound. That is your room, and that is your compound. Take charge of it, take charge of it, take charge of it, take charge of it. Back up, Abraham. If that room is for you, move about in that room, move about in that room, touch every corner of the room. If that compound is yours, move about, take charge over the atmosphere, take charge over the compound. That compound is yours, it doesn't belong to the enemy. Anything that has worked there, you resist them and say, you don't have a place here. You don't have a place in my room. You don't have a place at where I am. If you are in the office, you are praying. Therefore, you don't have a place here. Every demonic power, Bible says, do not be afraid that flies in the night. The arrow that returned to you when you were sleeping. Makopa do to go the brandy. Lito chikadari. Lepra koparada. Rakapadabadabadabadabadab. Rapayo to shekada. Likatadada. Rapaya brekapa. Maro shekadi akada brandy. Liko shekadadadada. Rapado shekada randa. Lia doshe. Rapaya. 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 Makoparocha. I take charge over my room. I take charge over my family. I take charge over anything of mine. Mapo paopaka. Likatatada. Latatata. Likatosha. Likatata. Rapaya brandi. In la loche katatata. Now somebody lift up your voice in prayer. Say, I am taking charge over my surrounding now. If there are other grounds I'm standing on, Leprekato Shikata, Leprekata Dadala, Maranda Barandosha, Likoto Yada, Rapa, Rakapada Badabada Badabadaba, Rekatatata, Ratosha, Rekapadosha, Meriandosha Bakadaba. Lift up your voice in prayer. You are taking charge over the atmosphere right now. Over the atmosphere. Over the atmosphere. Over the atmosphere. Over the atmosphere. Take over your compound. That compound do not belong to your enemy. That compound do not belong to the devil. It is your compound. God has given you power. God has given you power. For Bible says, in Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, Matthew chapter 18 verse 18, he said, whatever you shall bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. Whatever you are binding is binding in heaven, and whatever you are loosing, it's been loosed. When you read verse 20 coming down to 21, it said that where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them. At this point of time, we have gathered at wherever we are spiritually. We have gathered spiritually on this common platform, and we are declaring and binding and binding and binding. I want you to bind it out.
I want you to bind now. I want you to bind now. I want you to bind down everything that I've been tied in the realms of the spirit concerning me. Everything the enemy entered into my house, into my room, into my dream, and tied down. Anything that enemy tied down in my life right now, I lose it. And anything they have loosed away, if they have loosed away my glory, to go away. I tell you, share the life to as many as you can. Invite them into this prayer session. And I tell you, God is sending life up. God is bringing back his children unto himself. Whatever bind now. Take over the day. The day is for you. Mando shake any katabandia data. Lekosikata dosa. Marakopadosa. Lekete yatosa. Lapakapadabrandia. Lapakapadabrandia. Leketetetetete. Lekatabadabra. Lapakapadabra. Rakatata. Rakayabadabakadabadabadabada. Leketetetetete. Lakayoto doshe. Rapa.
Listen to what the Bible said. Jesus was telling his disciples. He was teaching them. Look at what he said. He said, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on this earth, I say to you, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bind in heaven, and whatever you lose on this earth shall be loose in heaven." Number 9, Jesus said, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them." The parable of the son. I want you to take charge over your house. Take charge over the day. Take charge. Make a nothing of the enemy should be able to stand you. Whatever they poured out, let me tell you, an angel of the Lord encountered Jacob, and that was the beginning of his story, and his name was changed. It tells you that in the night things can encounter you. Psalm 91 verse 5, he said, "Do not be afraid of the terror by night. Do not be afraid of the terror by night. Do not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day." There is a terror at night. When he was mentioned in the night, he said terror. That is why when you dream, sometimes the dream becomes very terrible. The dream becomes very terrible. You become scared. The devil begins to draw out your life out of you. Sometimes you begin to see that your life is being moved out of you. You are dying slowly. You are taking charge over your life. Anything that entered into your compound, they are footsteps. You have located them to wherever they went to. Whatever they came to take away, spiritually you have located them, and you are going for your glory. You are taking charge over whatever that belongs to you. I want you to lift up your voice and pray. I feel that somebody must be released this morning. Leparota da Brandusha, a lecate de Catabre, Iricopa, Marandusha, Elecate Cateri, Leto Secabrandia, Ricapado Secaba, Rapaya, Paya, 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 Liberation, Lecata, we are taking charge of liberation. Rakoya baya kuparande, liko parodo kote brandia. Arata cha 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 cha. Take charge. Nikapa, I am touched spiritually. My God, liparoto para brandia taba. Malose kata blanke tata tata. Rapoka puru cha brandia. Whatever that entered into your house right now, we are kicking that thing out in the name of Jesus. That thing, we are kicking it out
in the name of Jesus. We are kicking that thing out in the name of Jesus. Take charge over your compound, over the compound that compound belongs to you. Whether you rented it, you paid, and it must be useful unto you. Whether you bought it, whether it is your own house, you paid with money, it must be useful unto you. It must be useful unto you. It must be useful unto you. If the devil wants to fight you on that ground, you will not allow it. Kiparoshe, alapako paropa, malatoshe katatete, lekato tatablandia, lakatatatata, alapako parobato, malandoshe katatete, leketete break, liprakapa, rapayapa, 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 rapayapa. The Lord is liberating somebody this morning. God is calling his children back to himself. He said, you belong to me. Somebody lift a prayer, lift a prayer, lift a prayer, lift a prayer, lift a prayer. Mako parosha. I'm charging the atmosphere. The atmosphere is charged, and no weapon of the enemy should be able to stand you. Whatever they planned, I tell you, wherever they took your spirit, anything that enters your room, it enters into your children. Sometimes your children will be lying down and they can't sleep. You yourself, sometimes you want to sleep and relax your body, but the enemy take your sleep from you. You'll be turning yourself on your bed. You cannot sleep. They have taken your sleep. The moment you sleep, dogs are attacking you, demonic powers are attacking you, all sort of things are attacking you. All sort of things, terrible dreams. Do not be afraid of the terror by night. Do not be afraid of the terror by night. Attack them, bind them, bind them. Bind them, bind them. You know something? You don't kill spirits. Listen carefully. You don't kill spirits. Like Jesus will tell you, kill that spirit. You know when you say die, 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 die. You say die, it means that you are killing them. You are touching them. That is why sometimes we go to church, we say die, die, die. It doesn't mean that the spirit is going to die you. Whenever you are pronouncing death unto that person, it means that you are making their power powerless. You are making their strength powerless. Jesus said, bind whatever you shall bind on this shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall be loose in heaven. Ha! Ha! That demons are not being killed. They will not die. They are waiting for judgment day like you and I to be judged. They are waiting for judgment day. So what we do, Bible said there was a man who has been possessed by demons. When the demons saw Jesus, they said, cast out away, do not touch us. Do not touch us. You are touching every demon. Don't make them comfortable at where they are. Any place, any corner in your room, any corner in your life that they have hide. They are hiding and destroying things. Snake under grass, biting you. Every demon that has entered into your house, every power that has entered into your home, paro paro kuporo ro 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 them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them, bind them, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them, touch them. In the power, in the thing being sent into your life, you bind them, bind them, bind them, burn them. Protect your defenses, protect your defenses.
protect your defenses. Jesus knew the devil will attack any day and any night. He said when a demon is cast out of somebody, they go about and come back to find where the place is empty. Don't give the devil an empty space. Don't give the devil a chance to come in. Whenever they come, even if they are there, let them feel the fire. 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 I said today they will feel the fire. Let them feel the fire. Let them feel the fire. My auntie Edano. La shalin. Let them feel the fire. 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 Yeah, let them feel the fire. 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 Pa 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 ka da 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 da. Let them feel the fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now you are praying. You are saying, oh God, oh God, oh God, wherever I stepped yesterday, or 2 days ago, or 3 days ago, that was not a good ground. You can step.